I just would like to take this opportunity to wish Charlie all the best and congratulate him on his elevation to position of Minister for Agriculture. I've no doubt that Charlie will fill the position well, and I hope that he stays in it longer than the previous two incumbents, because that's going to be vitally important for Donegal. And I don't think Charlie plays golf, so hopefully that should mean that he'd be longer lived there. But in all seriousness, I think there's a lot of issues that need to be dealt with, and I know that Charlie would know well what those issues are, specifically in relation to small farmers and who are the lifeblood and the majority of farmers across this country. So I would hope to see that he will oversee the full convergence of payments and the flattening of the common agricultural policy, which is a policy that he espoused when he was in opposition. So I think that's vitally important. But also, as well, I think, and coming from Donegal, and Charlie will know this as well, from with Greencastle being right on his own doorstep, is that there's a need for, he's a minister for the Marine as well. And unfortunately, the Marine has been left behind quite a lot in relation to agriculture when it's in that brief. And I hope that he will actually pay attention to that, the fishing industry, which will be vitally important as well. And it's interesting that the Taoiseach headed off some of the problems for you right away before you were appointed here by introducing the penalty point system last week. So that headed off for his new minister. I hope that doesn't augur how the actual fishing industry is going to be treated with over the coming years. But listen, I just want to wish you well, and I hope it works all right. And I hope for the small farmers and the fishermen that it'll actually work as well.